So the art piece is called the Community Totem. It has in it some pieces, some parts of it that look, that are vertical, these poles that are standing in it. And immediately your thoughts may go to the concept of the totem pole, which is Pacific Aboriginal. But the concept of something totemic is more about how you leave markings and how you represent the community on a broader scale. So the idea wasn't to replicate a totem pole and look like the National Museum in Ottawa or something like that. That wasn't the idea at all. It was to somehow include everybody who is in the community and to give it a kind of a, that you could stand there and get a sense of what this community is all about. It has a lot to do with movement and transience and affordability and accessibility and inclusiveness. And I think the totem represents that in a whole bunch of different ways. The tile work that is there that you stand on the pad is a bunch of cast concrete tiles done by Lois Dellert, and Reinhard Reitzenstein was the lead artist. Everybody got a chance, people who were involved in the workshops got a chance to cast notions and ideas of what they and who they are, what they are, where maybe they came from, or what they feel about the area that they're living in, into those tiles. So you can go and stand on these and look down at them, and maybe even if you did one, you can go and look for yours again, because they weren't put in any particular order, from what I remember. So going in to look for yours is part of the fun as well. I also learned something interesting about totem poles, and I didn't know this. I learned this from Duke Redbird as well, which was that we talk about the lower man on the totem pole as a phrase, but that's upside down according to Aboriginal folklore. Apparently, it's the complete opposite. That what's at the bottom is really that's what you're striving for, and the other things are taking you back in history. Which I thought was just really so far out. It never occurred to me at all. So in some ways, and this wasn't planned in any way, but the pad is almost the most important part of that piece. And then as the poles rise up, that's not really what you're looking at. You're looking at what's actually on the bottom. So that just kind of fit together nicely in its way. But as a totem, I mean, Inukshuks, that the Inuit that we're familiar with, that the Inuit used, we've also seen things where they're, I mean, something like Stonehenge or, not to give this thing too much grandeur, but why not? I mean, it's representing the former city of York. Some of the most interesting people have lived in, passed through, made noise, and done all kinds of stuff in this area. And here's this piece of public art that sits at the back of a park that most people didn't even know had a name. And you come upon it, and then you can't just walk by it. I defy anybody to look at that in the back of that park and just go by. You've got to go over. Curiosity is going to kill you as a cat, definitely, if you go by this thing. And when you do, I think you'll take, then you leave it, I think you take a piece of where you were with you. That's what I think, anyway.